The group NJ11th for Change formed after the election and has grown into a force on Facebook with 6,500 members. It's been holding weekly protests at Frelinghuysen's office in Morristown, calling on their representative to hold a town hall. Congress is in recess this week, and with no town hall scheduled, the group is holding their own in each county of the district.
Thank you so much for coming out. We had a very stimulating conversation.
Yesterday's event at the VFW in Sparta sold out, so the group added a second one. Celia Hester lives in Byram, not far from Sparta.
President Trump frightens me. I don't like the direction he's taking the country. I don't like the fact that Mr. Frelinghuysen is voting complete party line without looking at what's actually being done. And I don't agree with the things that have been passed since he's come into office.
Frelinghuysen is the newly minted chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, which has control of the federal budget. This is a Republican part of the district, and the crowd was mostly local, although it leaned Democratic. If he showed up at a town hall, they had plenty of ideas about what to ask. Healthcare was a major topic. They wanted to know what he'll do to save the Affordable Care Act and protect health coverage for seniors and the poor. The crowd cheered loudly to block funding of the wall President Trump wants to build on the Mexican border. The biggest cheer came when someone asked if they would like to see where Frelinghuysen's campaign contributions come from. Paul Winky, a member of New Jersey 11th for Change from Montclair, said he traveled to Sparta with just one goal in mind, to pressure the congressman to actually attend a town hall.
I'd really want to hear his views to begin with, then we can begin to engage in a dialogue with him once we've heard where he stands. You know, I mean, we've seen how he votes, but we've got a lot of votes coming up in Congress, and we want to see where he's going to stand on the issues. Yeah.
NJ 11th for Change live streamed the event on Facebook. They're holding more empty chair town halls for Frelinghuysen in Morris County on Tuesday night, Passaic on Wednesday, and in Essex on Thursday evening. A group in the 4th Congressional District is organizing a similar event without Congressman Chris Smith in the Monmouth County Library in Manalapan. For WNYC, I'm Nancy Solomon.